Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Atlanta Opera Podcast. I'm Ricardo Aponte, Associate Director and Choreographer of the Atlanta Opera's production of Rent. Here are five things to know about Jonathan Larson's dynamic opera musical, which follows a group of struggling artists in New York City as they navigate love, loss, and the fight against poverty and HIV/AIDS in the late 1980s. Number one. Jonathan Larson's inspiration for Rent is rooted in Puccini's classic opera La Bohème, which premiered in 1896, a full century before Rent debuted on Broadway. Can you believe it? Both La Bohème and Rent center around the lives of struggling young artists, but Larson updated the setting from 1800s Paris to New York's East Village in the late 1980s, and replaced the opera's tuberculosis epidemic with the HIV/AIDS crisis. The characters in Rent largely reflect the counterparts in La Bohème. For instance, Mimi in La Bohème, the seamstress with tuberculosis, is Mimi Marquez in Rent, an erotic dancer with HIV. While Rodolfo in La Bohème, the poet, is now Roger, an HIV-positive songwriter. Marcello in La Bohème is now Mark Cohen, a Jewish-American filmmaker. Musetta is Maureen Johnson, a bisexual performance artist, and Chouinard is the fabulous Angel Dumas Chouinard, a drag queen with AIDS.
I'll be your blanket, wherever, whatever. I'll be your coat.
You'll be my king, and I'll be your castle.
No, you'll be my queen. And
number two. Before a show makes it to Broadway, it goes through a series of readings and workshops to refine the story and make it as compelling as possible. From its conception to the Broadway premiere, a development process of a theater production takes an average of 5 to 6 years, so the show undergoes many, many, many changes along the way. Rent premiered on Broadway in 1996, but it had a 1993 workshop. The Right Brain in the 1993 workshop of Rent later became One Song Glory.
Find one song, a song about love, glory from the soul of a young man, a young man.
Number three. Another parallel in both productions are the bohemian gathering spots, Café Momus in La Bohème and Life Café in Rent, which is found in Manhattan's East Village. Life Café was a lively gathering place for creatives, featured in Rent's Act 1 finale, La Vie Bohème.
La Vie Bohème.
Days of inspiration, playing hooky, making something out of nothing. The need to express, to communicate, to going against the grain, going insane, going mad.
Number four. Jonathan Larson, the playwright and composer of Rent, unexpectedly died of Marfan syndrome on January 25, 1996, the night before Rent's off-Broadway premiere. People with Marfan syndrome often have distinctive physical traits like tall stature and long limbs, and they face serious risks such as aortic aneurysms and scoliosis. But there is no cure. Symptoms can be managed with medical care. Number five. Rent swept the Broadway award season with 10 Tony Award nominations and winning 4, including Best Musical. In 1996, the show also won the prestigious Pulitzer Prize in Drama. That's it, my friends. Thank you for joining me on the Atlanta Opera Podcast. If you enjoyed learning more about Rent, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to discover our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes. See ya!